Hello, I'm Dr. Charlene from NIB, and welcome to our second podcast, Self-Awareness. One of the aspects of emotional intelligence is to be self-aware. In fact, it's the first step in emotional intelligence. Self-awareness refers to your feelings at the time and how it affects those around you. It means an awareness of the self and an awareness of the attributes of self. So what it means is your conscious behavior, your thoughts, your body position, your effects on other people, and other aspects of yourself. Take a moment to score yourself out of 10. How conscious are you of your behavior, your thoughts, your body position, the effect you have on other people? How self-aware are you really? So we are doing this recording in our newly renovated lab, and with me is Zelda. So Zelda is considered to be a millennial. Older generations sometimes find millennials to be unaware. Let's take an example of a millennial engaged with her cell phone or their cell phone, completely unaware of their behavior. Have you seen this picture before? But how do millennials perceive the older generation not being aware of themselves? Zelda, what do you think?
Thank you, Dr. Charlene, for having me on the podcast. To answer the question, yes, I think the older generation does think we are not self-aware. I think we grew up in a very different environment than they did, with technology, with easy access to everything. And it's not that we're not self-aware, it's the fact that we are self-aware in areas that the older generation might not be, and vice versa.
Sure, that's interesting. So we asked Zelda, and also we asked others to engage with us, and we asked the question. We first gave them a definition of self-awareness and what their response would be. So Zelda, if you maybe want to just read us their responses, their text. Obviously, they didn't phone in, they text.
Okay, yes. So the first answer we got was yes. I think they underestimate us in a lot of ways. Our strengths are very different to theirs, and it's obvious that there are some areas that we are not self-aware, for example, work ethic. But there are also areas that we are super self-aware. We want to reach success, that we don't want to settle for mediocrity. But the lack of discipline is probably what irritates the generation before us the most.
Wow, that's interesting. Hey, and just the strive towards success, you know, yes, and then obviously the discipline. Okay, so we've got three other responses.
Okay, the next one is, I think the older generation doesn't think that millennials are self-aware. Millennials are very self-aware, and multitude of problems arise between millennials and the older generation because of this. Neither of them know how to understand each other.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, very powerful that, yes.
Okay, so the next one says, actually, no. I think they know millennials are self-aware. Millennials are in touch with their thoughts and mental or physical health. I think the older generation might think that the millennials do not think enough before they act, but they are self-aware, which is true.
Yes.
Okay, so the last one says yes and no. Very confused. The older generation feels like millennials know what they want, just don't always know how to get there.
Yeah. And so the question would be, is this a generation thing? Is it a age thing? What is it that we can, when we think about self-awareness, you know, what is it really? Is it that? So some of us have tried to become perfect human beings. And I think just gauging from the responses, that's not what we're after. We're not after perfect human beings. We think we should be perfectly spoken, almost like machine-like, always changing to try and do what's right by the customer. And especially when you see the new, the millennials coming into the workplace and how they treat customers. So let's look at this from a neuroscientific perspective. There are three brain regions are critical for self-awareness. The insular cortex, the anterior cingulate cortex, and then the medial prefrontal cortex. I know these are medical terms, but it's important to look at it from that perspective. So for the purpose of this podcast, we will briefly discuss the insular cortex and the anterior cingulate cortex, referred to as the salience network. The salience network is the grouping of two brain suborgans, the insular and the anterior cingulate cortex. The insular are like two golf ball structures on either side of the brain. Situated under the cortex, they are well attached to the structures deep in the brain. They are activated by the awareness of feelings of your own body. The anterior cingulate cortex lies in the unique position in the brain. with connections to both the emotional limbic system and also the cognitive prefrontal cortex. This area is activated by emotions and reward. So these two structures work together, like noticing stuff. Like when something is unexpected, they notice when patterns are broken, it's a switch that allows you to go on with your habitual behaviors without thinking twice about it. I mean, think about autopilot. You can either notice how you feel, then consciously execute behaviors, or you can execute behaviors automatically without noticing first. And sometimes we see this behavior, like you said, Zelda, with the millennials. So for most people, the salience network switch is driven by discomfort. I mean, think about this for a moment. Consider your pain threshold for a moment. Let's consider emotional pain. We all at one stage in our lives have emotional pain. If your threshold is crossed, you will choose habit over awareness. Habits are soothing. Engaging in a habit is like putting on your favorite song and letting it play in the background. You don't have to pay attention. There's no action required. It's almost like being on autopilot. You are able to go into autopilot for long periods of time during the day. Your boss looks displeased in a meeting, so you go into avoidance mode. Someone close to you is in a mood, so you go into autopilot. You become busy. You might not realize this, but you are engaging in habitual behavior a lot of times. It's kind of like your coping mechanism. There are autopilot behaviors that make you feel better when you're exceeded your pain threshold. And so the more you engage in coping mechanisms and habits, the lower your pain threshold. Your habits eventually become addictions, and that is where things become not dangerous, but this is where we have to become a little bit more self-aware. You've seen others being unaware of themselves. How do you fare in this area? So let us know your thoughts on how millennials and the older generation can work together to be more self-aware. If you have any questions, let us know by using the hashtag AskDrCharlene on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episode.